And lastly, with this method, you can change the FFMP D2D display to show any ARI ratio or difference. For example, the default guidance source is the RFC flash flood guidance, and the D2D is configured to show ratio. Looks like we're exceeding flash flood guidance in a pretty big swath across the northern border of the CWA. Now, let's change the display to show the ratio of the QPE to 10-year ARI. Now we see that there are a few basins where the 3-hour QPE is close to or already exceeding the 10-year ARI. Keep in mind that this ratio is strictly comparing precip amounts. It has no hydrologic impact and should not be interpreted the same way as flash flood guidance ratios. It's available to help you interpret the rarity of current QPEs by seeing where they exceed ARI thresholds.